Hello, this is Horace Williams Jr. of the Pleasing to the Pod.com podcast. I'm back for the second time within a month. Aren't you proud of me? Ladies, happy Women's Empowerment Month. I wanted to say thank you to those special women in my life, young, old, even going way back. You have had a definite impact on my life. Some of you know who you are because I sent you text messages, I believe last week, just to thank you for your friendship and tell you how much it means to me. One of you, I wouldn't be here if you hadn't called 911. You know who you are. And for those of you listening and you know who she is, you can read my book, one of my books. And maybe you'll learn a little bit more about that. Speaking of books, I have some great news. I think it was a couple months ago, I mentioned that there was a possibility that another book would be in the works. Well, Lord willing, 2 weeks from today, April 4th, a new book will be released. I'm doing a study guide for my award-winning book, titled Unleash the Power of Prayer, a Prayer That Transforms Lives. We're doing a study guide with prayer prompts. So you want to grab your copies of that book, but also make sure you have a pen and a pencil so you can journal as you go through it. I want to share you a little excerpt, and I may do that every other day. I don't know. We'll just see how the Lord leads as leading up to the book launch. But I'm going to share with you just a little bit of my introduction to kind of whet your appetite for the upcoming book. So here we go. 7 years ago, as I lay down before drifting off to sleep, I cried out to God. My heart was heavy as I felt sadness for the state of America. During those quiet moments, the Lord implored me to write a book of hope and encouragement. I believe the word I meant to say was implored. That's a hard word to say. Implored. How about instructed? We'll go with that. My eyes opened wide, like I'm sure Moses did when he saw the burning bush in the desert. You want me to do what, Lord? You see how long it took me to create a website, Father? Those were just a few questions that came to mind, and then I fell sound asleep. The following day I woke, and the idea of writing a book remained. It had been almost 6 years since the devastating stroke nearly killed me. What should I write about? I prayed and prayed, and then I prayed some more. I'm not a pastor, seminary student, or a Bible teacher. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ who loves the Lord dearly. God has called me to encourage and inspire others to have a deep personal relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. You see, I've seen and experienced the power of prayer in my own life, and I want the world to experience the same. So by the grace of God, the idea of unleash the power of prayer in your life, a power that transforms lives, was born. When I settled down in my quiet time to spend time in God's Word and talk with Him, I asked Him to encourage my heart, enlighten my mind, and inspire my thoughts on what He wants me to share. In this study guide, hope that this book will encourage you to ponder, reflect, and inspire you to enhance your prayer life. I want you to become an effective prayer warrior for God. Whether you use this guide alone, in a group setting, or maybe as a gift to someone to encourage someone else, I enjoy giving out my original prayer book to Uber drivers. I joke with people I'm the Uber missionary because I love to give out my original power prayer book to Uber drivers. A lot of times they see me with the walker, they always wonder what happened to me, and when I tell them I had a stroke, it gives me the opportunity to share my story of what God has done in my life and what He wants to do in their life as well. May this book bless and encourage your heart to pray in Jesus' name. Then the study card part is a little, I focus on one verse, one particular verse or verses from each chapter, then a quote. And the quote from chapter one that I have highlighted is, having a powerful prayer life begins with a committed heart relationship with God, not just head knowledge. You know, that's the thing that saddens me so, because I know so many people close to me, friends and family, that have the head knowledge because they've been around church and raised in a Christian home, so they know about God, but have they surrendered their heart to God? Are they in a relationship with Him? Have they asked Jesus Christ to be their Lord and Savior of their life? So that leads me to my question to ponder, which will be relevant throughout the study guide, because I want each individual reader to take time to think about these questions that I put to them based on what they've read. So my first question of regarding chapter one was, have you confessed that Jesus is Lord of your life with your heart? If no, why not? My second question is, where will you spend eternity? And then my last question is, this could actually go in chapter two, but we'll talk about that another time. Who or what are you putting your faith in? And then I make a statement. You must be a child of God to experience the power of prayer in your life. You can pray this prayer below if you genuinely want to give your heart to Jesus and become a member of His royal family. Believing in your heart is all about surrender. So then we have a actual prayer prompt for unbelievers who want a relationship with Jesus. Dear Lord, I know I'm a sinner who cannot be a part of your family without Jesus. Thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for all sins. I want to be born again. Wow. I remember making that commitment. One of the best decisions I've ever made. I have another focus verse for this chapter one, first chapter of the new book. It's Mark 11, verses 25 and 26. And wherever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven also forgive you for your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your transgressions. Okay, so this is for my Christian brothers and sisters. Are you praying with a heart of forgiveness? What areas of prayer do you struggle with at times? That's question two. Question number three, are you taking the privilege of prayer for granted? And why? And then the last question for chapter one, is the power of prayer evident in your life? Think on that. Then there's a follow-up to that question. When you pray to God, is your heart free of bitterness and resentment? If not, do you expect God to hear your prayers when you haven't forgiven someone? You know, for me, I think I wrote about this. Bitterness can eat away at you and really almost poison your heart, affects your mind, your outlook. And don't even get me talking about resentment, because you can't go to God in prayer when you're carrying those sins in your heart. You have to forgive that person or individual. You have to ask God to help you with that bitterness and resentment. That's a prayer He will help you with for sure. There may be no chance of reconciliation with the person you have the bitterness or resentment, but now you must ask God to help you go to Him with a repentant heart. He will hear those cries for help. So here's a prayer prompt for my Christian brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord, for sending your Son to die on the cross for my sins and granting me your grace. Thank you for instilling the faith to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. If bitterness or resentment is festering in my heart, remove it from me. Please help me to forgive, even though it can be hard to forget the hurts I've experienced. I want you to hear my prayers. I need you to listen to my prayer. Forgive me, Lord. Please help me, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Whatever your situation and whichever prayer you've prayed, you should feel encouraged. You can go before God's throne of grace with confidence. Are you ready to experience God's power in your life and in your prayers? Continue with this study guide and get ready to watch God at work in your life. Okay, that's all I'm going to give you. That's all I'm going to give you. Just the first little excerpt and glimpse. But I can't tell you, I'm so excited to share this book with you. The cover is stunning. The interior is going to be beautiful and encouraging and inspiring. I cannot wait to share with you. I ask for prayer. We're shooting for 4/4/23, April 4th of this year, for Unleash the Power Prayer, a prayer that transforms lives, study guide with prayer prompts. Coming to a theater. No, coming to a bookstore near you, Lord willing. Before I go, I just want to leave you with this one other thought for the women in my life who have not only lived empowered, but empowered me to be where I am right at this point. Surviving a stroke, being able to live a life that glorifies God, for all the Christian sisters that I have met since I recommitted my life to Christ. I don't want to start naming because I'll leave someone out, but if you have had a relationship with me or conversation with me on internet or phone or text or instant messenger, thank you for your support. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your help. And thank you for your friendship. You really have been a blessing to me. Thank you for my caregiver of many, many years who we have been able to reconnect over the past few weeks. She's been a tremendous blessing. I think we both realize how much not only our working relationship meant, but our friendship meant, and it's just been a tremendous blessing. So I thank you for your help. I thank God for allowing us to get reunited. And for those of you that I haven't connected with in a while, I apologize. Been working on this book pretty much at the beginning of the year, but I didn't really want to say anything because I wasn't sure if we were going to make it by before Easter. But I'm getting confident. I'm trusting the Lord that we're going to get there. So know that I love you. I appreciate your friendship as well. And for my family, my sisters, my mother, we never always speak that much or see each other that much or spend time together that much. But I love you. Thank you for your love and support. Don't need an empowerment month to tell you that. Hope you know that. And for those of you out there, whether you're a parent, sibling, uncle, aunt, cousin, whatever it be, tell someone today that you love them and you appreciate them. Once again, if you want more details on the book, go to my website, pleasingtothepower.com, or just type in my name, Horace, H-O-R-A-C-E, Williams Jr.com, for more details as this book launch comes closer and closer. Thank you so much for listening and for tuning in and for supporting this podcast. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Keep your eyes on Christ and God bless.